Well, matched only by the beauty of God's creation in nature around Mount Angel stands the beautiful St. Mary's Church. And through the pandemic, well, they've been there supporting their families and the community. Now it's an opportunity for the community to give back. St. Mary's is hosting their spring auction dinner this Saturday with the theme, From Our Parents to Our Children. And joining us today to share more details is our good friend, Mark Dole. Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Brenda. Good morning, David, as well.
Good to see you, Mark.
Or at least good to hear you, that's for sure. We love that accent. It makes us smile in the morning. Mark, you know, it kind of got a little snowy up here on Sylvan Hill. How are things down there in lovely Mount Angel this morning?
Just wet.
Just wet?
No snow, just drizzly rain. It's actually quite a pleasant rain because it's kind of just very gentle. And I listened to it through the night. Unfortunately for me, when I'm doing these things like these auctions, my mind goes 10 to the dozen. So I was awake part of the night and I was thinking how pretty the rain sounds.
It is soothing sound. I think that because we are so used to the rain around here in the Pacific Northwest, well, that is the soothing sound that we have all grown to love.
Yeah, Mark.
So, Mark, your auction and benefit dinner is this Saturday, March 12th. The doors open at 5:15. I love the theme, From Our Parents to Our Children. You know, there's quite a legacy of families in the community down there at Mount Angel and in around that go to St. Mary. So tell us a little bit about that legacy and how, well, you're asking for their support this year.
Well, yeah, the parish is, well, was founded in the late 1800s, so it's about 125 plus years old. And what I've learned since being part of the parish is we have generations and generations of families that go right back to the people who built the church. I don't know how many people are aware, but the present church in Mount Angel was actually the fourth church that was built, and the first three were built in pretty quick succession. The first one just prior to when the Benedictines arrived, and then the Benedictines were invited to be pastors of that initial community. Once the Benedictines had arrived, the parish began to grow quite rapidly, and they built a second church actually as part of the monastery. Then after the big fire, or the first fire in the monastery, that church was destroyed, and they built the third church, which was on the present site where the church is now. But it was a fairly large wooden structure. But they even outgrew that one within a few years, and they actually, which I thought was quite ingenious, they lifted the church up and moved it across the road, the wooden church, and then built the church that we have today. I think what's unique with that church, Brenda, is that it was built by the local people. And in fact, the bricks that make up the facade of the church were actually hand cast in groups of six by the people. Thousands and thousands of bricks hand cast in the initial build. So it's pretty impressive when you think back to 1888, I think it was, when that church, the present church is 1910 to 1912 it was built. But still, that's quite an impressive structure to build by local people.
I think a lot of folks will remember too, Mark, back in the 90s, there was that big earthquake, the spring break quake, and that destroyed part of what would be the newer church, and they had to go in and rebuild it, I believe, put on a new steeple with the assist of a helicopter. Quite a project.
Yeah, the steeple actually wasn't destroyed. They actually did replace the top of the steeple some years later, but it was very, very compromised. And what they actually did, they went in and they built an iron girder skeleton on the inside of the building, so you can't see it. If you get under the roof and in the bell tower, you'll see this big, massive iron girder skeleton that strengthens the building from within and stabilized it. And then I think after the spring quake, the some of the biggest damages was the all the plaster work and cracks and so forth. And the bell tower was really, they were afraid the bell tower was going to topple over and so forth. So the, for a good chunk of time, the building was closed to the general public.
Maybe I'm embellishing that helicopter thing. I know.
Yeah, no, and I think it was a huge crane. They did replace the copper work on the bell tower. Or just prior to when I came up to Mount Angel, so about it's probably already about 10 years ago, that was really interesting because they lifted it all off, they restructured the whole thing, and then brought it all back up on top. It was quite an impressive engineering feat as well.
Absolutely. Well, Mark Dole is joining us today. He is the parish coordinator at St. Mary's Catholic Church down in beautiful Mount Angel, Oregon. I encourage our listeners to definitely go to their webpage and find out their mass times because it is an absolutely beautiful drive, only be topped off with beautiful sacrament of Holy Mass and the Eucharist in an incredible church. Well, you are inviting the community. Well, perhaps maybe this weekend to do that, Mark. Your spring auction and dinner is coming up Saturday. It's so exciting. You're putting all of your effort into it. It's keeping you up at night, Mark. So give us some of those details so we know how to get there.
Yeah, well, the details are on the website. So if you go to our parish website, you'll be able to just learn a little bit more about the upcoming auction. The actual auction, one of the main things that we're going to do the paddle raise for is for the maintenance of the outside of the church. So you got an old girl like ours, and you just got to keep looking after her. And we've had pieces of the building coming away, and which is a danger to anyone walking in and out of the church, but also it compromises the outer skin or outer shell of the building. And so we've got to remortar the bricks in some areas and seal the whole building just against the weather. The rain seeps in and then freezes and loosens the rock or the brickwork, and that's what causes the damage. So that's got to be done periodically, and it's time to do it again. So that will be our main paddle raise this year. People are invited to join us at the auction. There are, and I will say at this point, there are only a few places available. When I looked at the webs, when I went online early this morning, in the middle of the night actually, to check, I think there were only about between 16 and 20 places available. We are limited to the amount that we can put into the parish center, which is about 220, and we're coming pretty close to 200 at this point. So the possibility to buy online, I've taken it off just because it's hard to keep track of that last few numbers. But if you call the parish office and speak to Tanya, our parish front office assistant, she would be able to let you know if there's still available tickets and sell you a ticket right there over the phone. It's going to be a great evening. It always is a great evening. We've produced a video that will accompany the evening, sharing a little bit about the hidden beauty of the church, tells about the need, but also talks about the people who are behind the scenes that make a parish work, and we've highlighted a lot of those hidden volunteers who are so important for the running of any parish. And I think it's when I watch the video, very moving. They also talk about these are families that one of the families talked about that their children are the sixth generation of continuous parishioners at the parish.
So well, Mark.
It's quite beautiful.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be a wonderful evening. I encourage our listeners definitely want to go to your webpage, get that phone number, and call today. I have a feeling that that will sell out quick. Mark, we wish you all of the best and pray you have a very successful dinner. Thanks so much for your time today.
Okay, thank you. And Brenda, just one minor thing, because some people might have seen that we were doing the silent auction online. We haven't been able to pull that off. So the silent auction, we are having a silent auction, but it's only going to be in person. So if people out there who are listening, we're looking forward to being able to bid on auction items online. Well, I'm sorry, we haven't been able to pull that one off this year. We'll give it a go next year, but it was just a little bit beyond my capability to organize that this year. So just wanted to let people know that as well.
All right, certainly will. And Mark, gosh, thank you so much. We'll check in with you maybe after the event, see how things went.
Okay, absolutely. And God bless you. All the best to you and your listeners.
God bless you too.